by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الله أكبر. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, inshallah. And we're going to talk about beautiful people today. We're going to talk about specific and beautiful people. And inshallah, we'll mention them a little bit later. But like every day, we give you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that the one who recites Salat upon me on a Friday, the one who recites Salat upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. My humble request to you is if you could recite it 313 times in nisbat with association of those people that were on the plains of Badr. But viewers of the channel, you also know that at the beginning of Rise and Shine, we don't start the topic, we don't start talking about the topic until we've listened to some verses of the Holy Quran. Let's now go and listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And I said we're going to talk about some beautiful people today. Viewers of the channel, the aim, what is the aim of every Muslim? The aim of every Muslim is obviously to attain paradise. That should be our ultimate aim. And first and foremost, we need to talk about what our aims are, because if you were to write down all your aims in this world, where would the aim be? Where would the aim be to attain paradise? Where would it be on your top 10 list? And first and foremost, we need to ponder over that. Is it on our top 10 list? And if it's not on our top 10 list, it should be on our top 10 list. And if it's in our top 10 list, it should be number one on the list. Number one on the list of every Muslim's aims in this dunya is not to build a big koti, not to have a big car, not to have a big bank balance, not to get married and have the biggest wedding that nobody's ever seen before. That should not be your aim. Yes, okay, I'm not saying them aims are najayaz, they're not haram, but number one on the list of the things that you want to attain in this dunya should be paradise. Next question. How do we attain paradise? We know that it should be on our list. We know that it should be number one on our list. But how do we attain paradise? Viewers of Mother Channel, the way that we have to attain a paradise is by attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you can attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla by loving Allah Azza wa Jalla, by following the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by forbidding yourself from doing those things that Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden you from doing them. And so, viewers of Mother Channel, today we're going to talk about those things. those people that loved Allah Azza wa Jalla and how they loved Allah Azza wa Jalla and how they attained the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and how they lived their lives. And the intention today is that we listen to the stories. Not so that they are stories so that we can say, oh, that was a nice story, wasn't it? Yes, a fantastic story, I like that story. The idea of giving you these parables viewers of Mother Channel is so that when we listen to them, we reflect on ourselves and think, well, if I want to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, am I doing that? Am I refraining from that? Can I do that? Should I do that? Yes, I should do that. And yes, I should refrain from that. And that's the intention today. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to give you some parables today. But inshallah, first and foremost, like every day, we listen to the naat of the day, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So let's now listen what the naatwan has given for us today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So let's listen to the naat of the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد 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 رحمة عالم تیرا لقب ہے تیری اونچی شان ہے رحمة عالم تیرا لقب ہے تیری اونچی شان ہے سارا عالم تیرا بھکاری تو سب کا سلطان ہے مجھ سے غم کے ماروں کا تو بس تجھ پر ہی مان ہے پاس بلا لو اب تو آقا پاس بلا لو اب تو آقا کا پاس بلا لو اب تو تو مجھے بلا لو شہ مدینہ یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے پاس بلا لو اب تو آقا مدت سے ارمان ہے خدا ہی چھپا تم پہ کروڑوں درود
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. Today we're going to talk about those people that love Allah azza wa jalla, and hopefully we can learn something from the way that they have lived their lives. And some of the parables that we're going to give you, maybe they will seem that they're a bit extreme, in the sense that people died at the fear of Allah azza wa jalla, people screamed out to the fear of Allah azza wa jalla. But this is an idea that was, so these are the status of the people that we need to look up to and try and attain, at least have that fear inside us, have that status inside us. And it's stated on page 211 of Hikayate and Nasiyate, a book that's been published by Maktabat al-Madina that you can download on our website, www.dawatislami.net, completely free of charge. It is stated that Sayyidina Zunun Misri, Ramatullahi ta'ala, has said that once I was strolling on a mountain, and while strolling, I passed through a valley that had many trees, plants, and fruits. I started pondering over the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beauty of the things which He has created. You know, before I continue, Visa Mother, do you ever do this? Do you ever, when you are going out, look at the creation, and look at the mountains, and look at the rivers, and look at the seas, and say, Subhanallah, you know, Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created all these things. You know, and if you look at it from like a scientific point of view, if any of these things were taken away, if the trees were taken away, if the rivers were taken away, if the clouds were taken away, if the moon was taken away, the stars were taken away, if all these things were taken away, how different our lives would be. And all of these things that are blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the great mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today we were sat with somebody and we were talking about oil. You know, oil that is that it comes out of the ground, or from oil people make paraffin, people make diesel, people make petrol. But from oil, people also make plastic. Yeah, plastic is derived from oil. And what a different world we would be in today if there was no plastic. Can you imagine not having plastic? And this is all through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us all of these blessings, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has created such a beautiful world. Anyway, back to the story. He was pondering through the woods and he was looking at the beauty of the creation. And he said that suddenly I heard a voice that moved me to tears and increased my devotion. And he said, I went after the voice and I reached the lower part of the mountain near a cave. The voice was coming from inside the cave. He said, I went inside the cave and I found a worshipper who was very weak, but he was looking very blessed. I heard him saying, pure is he who has made the hearts of devotees alive in his court through du'as. Now they only trust in him and he has chosen them for his love. So now they only wish for him. When that person, he felt that I was in there, my presence was there, I said, Assalamu alaikum. And he replied, Wa alaikum assalam. He asked me, who told you the address of the person that has been away from the people by the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and who could not have had a good conversation due to the accountability of his nafs? I replied, I've come to you due to the curiosity of knowing something about pious saints. Allahu Akbar. He said, O young man, undoubtedly, there are some bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla whose real love for Allah Azza wa Jalla has an impact on their hearts. Due to the having great love for Allah Azza wa Jalla, their souls go around the world of angels and they see the great treasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah Azza wa Jalla makes them observe His beauty. They see it in a way that their hearts are filled with His love and their souls keep flying to meet Him. They are the kings of the world and the hereafter. He then started weeping and he made the dua. O Allah Azza wa Jal, also enable me to perform the deeds like these blessed saints and also join me with them. He then cried out loudly, fell onto the ground and then passed away. By Allah Azza wa Jal, the writer goes on to say, these are the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal fearing people and the signs of those who recognize Him. Views of Mother Chan, do we fear Allah Azza wa Jal at all? We say it. Yes, yes, we fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you? Do you really fear Allah Azza wa Jal? Because if we were to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, then we would not be committing those acts that attain the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we really fear someone, we would try our best to please someone. But we don't. We don't try to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And we're not afraid of displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is a question that I want you to ask yourself today. Do you really? Do you really fear Allah Azza wa Jal? Do you really want to please Allah Azza wa Jal? And also the question that I asked at the beginning. Do you really want to attain paradise? And if your answer to the first question that I mentioned, do you really want to attain paradise? Yes. And that obviously should be the answer. Then ultimately we need to change so that we have that fear and we of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we have that love of Allah Azza wa Jal inside our hearts. And we try to perform those acts that enable us to develop that inside us. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 165. And for the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. With regards to this blessed ayat, Tafsir Siratul Jinan, volume 1, page 264, it says, the beloved bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal love Allah Azza wa Jal more than all creatures, living and dying for the love of Allah Almighty is the aim of their lives. Living and dying for the love of Allah Almighty is the aim of their lives. I'm going to say it one more time. Living and dying for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is the aim of their lives. Like I said to you, what is our aim? What is our aim in this dunya? Do we want to become successful? Do we want to have loads of land, loads of property, have a big bank balance? We want people, you know, we want to get to that status that when we walk into the room, everybody stands up, you know, and allows us to sit down before they sit down. Do we want people to salute us? Sir, sir, is that what we want in this dunya? Is that what we want people to do, that people give us that status? Okay. You might get that status in the dunya where people say, sir, sir. But if you have no status in the afterlife, if you've not attained the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you've not done those good deeds, then what is the benefit of this sar sar in this dunya? No benefit whatsoever, viewers of Mari Channel. Because ultimately, that is where our final abode is going to be. That is where we're going to stay there till eternity. And that should be our aim, that we perform those deeds that allows to attain paradise. And I'm going to mention some of the acts. And it mentions this in Tafsir Siratul Jinan as well, and I'll read it out to you. It stays in Tafsir Siratul Jinan under this verse that we mentioned early on. It says that all of the following acts, such as preferring the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal to every pleasure of ours, instead, and he goes on to say, instead of sleeping in soft beds, performing sajda to Allah Azza wa Jal. Just pause there. You know, do we get up for Fajr? Middle of the night. Do we get up and read our Fajr? Do we prefer that nice warm bed, that lovely quilt? Are we not strong enough? You say people that they can go to the gym and they can lift 180, 200, 220, whatever. I don't know the figures. I'm just guessing the figures here. What they say, oh, I can lift this much, I can lift this much. You can't even lift your blanket. You can't even lift your blanket in the morning and get out of the bed and go to the washroom and perform wuzu and come and read your nawaz. And that's how strong you are. That's how disciplined you are. You go to the gym and you discipline yourself, but I'm going to do 20 today, I'm going to do 25 today. You have certain drinks, certain food, certain things. You make yourself a routine that I'm going to do this much, I'm going to do this much, I'm going to do this much. You can't even read your Salat al-Fajr. And yet we say we are disciplined. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Malik Channel, please reflect on yourselves. Having thirst for attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Perform worship in the long winter nights and keeping siyam in the long summer days. Having love and enmity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Giving someone something and stopping something from someone for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Being grateful for his blessings. Allahu Akbar. Are we grateful for his blessings? Are we grateful for his blessings? Doing shukr, are we thankful for what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us? Or are we always doing na shukr, that why have I got this? Why have I not got that? Why has this not happened? Why has that not happened? Why didn't I? Instead of being happy with whatever you have got. And again, this is something that we can discuss on another day. Shukr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But why is it? Why is it that we're always looking to those people that have got more than us, but we're not looking at those people that haven't and thinking to ourselves, Ya Allah, you know, I cannot thank you enough that you've not put me in that situation. Look around the world, viewers of Money Channel. There are people that are worse off than you. They have less food than you, less shelter than you, less water than you, less protection than you, less facilities than you, less resources than you, less blessings than you. And even then you see it. I remember, viewers of Money Channel, again, I'm going to go off the topic slightly again here. I had a relative. I had a relative. And Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with 11 children. He had 11 children. And he didn't have a proper job. He was struggling. You know, in them times, he was somebody that was, you know, he was, I think he was like a horse and carriage. They call him a tanga. He had a horse and carriage there. And he didn't have his own house. Didn't have any property. Didn't have a wealth. Didn't have a bank balance. Never mind a bank balance. Didn't even have a bank account. Didn't have anything. Didn't have any jewelry. Didn't wear a watch. Didn't have anything. Wore simple clothes. Yeah, he used to have a scarf on his shoulder. He used to walk with a scarf on his shoulder. But one thing I noticed about him, he had a smile on his face. He was always happy with the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I know of another person. Again, he has 6 kids. He has a little bit. He has a small shop. You know, whenever occasionally, you know, every couple of years something happens to him. The shop gets robbed or he has an accident or something like that. And whenever I speak to him, he said, Allah ka shukra. Alhamdulillah, I'm okay. Everything's good. Everything's good. Everything's good. And when a calamity happens to us, what is our state? Like the writer goes on in Sirat al-Jinan here, he goes on to say that being grateful for his blessings and being patient upon distress. Are we patient upon our distress? Or again, do we complain, oh, why has this happened to me? Why is it always happening to me? It's always happening to me. It's never happened to anybody else. Nobody else has to face these problems. It's only me that has to face these problems. I'm the only one that has this happen. It's only my car that never starts in the morning. It's only my house that we have these leaks in the house. It's only my business that goes down. Everybody else is successful. Only me, only me, only me. Use the movie channel, please. Change. Change who you are. Change how you think. Change your mentality. Be thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. And we're told that Allah Azza wa Jalla never overburdens anybody. He'll never put a burden on someone that they cannot take. So just be thankful that if you have a burden in this dunya, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla will be a less burden in the afterlife. No matter how sad you are today, this time will pass. The question is, viewers of Mother Channel, how did you manage this time? How did you utilize this time, when you're facing this distress, when you're facing this problem, how did you manage this time? Viewers of Money Channel, being patient upon the distress. Again, we're talking about those things that Allah loving people have inside them. Being patient upon the distress, having trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, being ready all the time to act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, keeping the heart free from being devoted to anyone else. Allahu Akbar. Again, being devoted to anybody or anything else. Nowadays, you know, people are devoted to certain sports. And what happens is that the whole life revolves around that sport. So for example, you play cricket and your whole life revolves around it. Yes, you work. Yes, you earn a living. Yes, you've got a job. Yes, you've got all of these things. But what happens is your life revolves around that sport. So you discipline yourself. You say, okay, I'll work. You know, you won't even take a job that'll affect your sport. You make sure that you get a job that enables you to perform your sport because you're devoted to it. You're devoted to your training, you're devoted to your exercise, you're devoted to your games, you're devoted to all of these things. And so when you're looking for a job, you think, okay, what job can I have that will enable me to make sure that on Saturday, Sunday, when we have our matches, that I am free on Saturday, Sunday? What job can I have that will enable me that when we have our training in the evenings in the gyms, I'm not working at that time? So you make sure that you get a job that fits in with that. But when it comes to the devotion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, why do you not do the same thing? Why do you not say to yourself, okay, I need to get a job that enables me to read my namaz 5 times a day. I need to get a job that enables me to go and perform Salatul Jummah. I need to get a job that enables me to go to the leaders' masjid to perform my namaz. We never think this. When it comes to getting a job, we just look at that figure at the bottom. How big is it? How much money am I going to get? You're going to be working nights, you're going to be working days, you're going to be working weekends, you're going to be... It doesn't matter. How much am I getting? That's all I need to know. I don't need to know anything else. You know, and if I have to miss my namaz, so be it. Astaghfirullah. But when it comes to your other things in your life, you're devoted to them. And so what happens is you make a routine around it. In the same way, viewers of Money Channel, if we want to attain paradise, and this is what we're talking about today, attain paradise and talking about those people that love Allah Azza wa Jal, then you need to make your routine around that way so that you can live your life in such a way that you can attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And again, routine, discipline, managing your life. Don't be devoted to anything. Or if you are, let's say you've got a hobby, you are interested in doing something else, that hobby, that interest, that whatever it is, should not take you away from the devotion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, should not take you away from the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, should not take you away from your primary mission, which is attaining paradise and attaining the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And these are questions that we need to ask viewers of Money Channel. The writer goes on to say in Siratul Jinan, keeping the heart free from being devoted to anyone else, Being obedient to the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, showing true devotion to Allah's most beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam from the bottom of our heart. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Do we show devotion to the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam? Do we follow the commands of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam? Do we? We all say that we love the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. We all make this announcement, we all make this say that we are Ashiq Rasul, we are the true lovers of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But are we? Do we really love? And someone gave me an example once. He said that if a child was to start to tell people that I love my mother, I love my mother, you know, I really, really love my mother. And he went to the extent that what he did is he put a banner in his car, he put a poster in his car saying, I love my mother, I love my mother more than my life. Yeah. And he would carry a flag around which would say, I love my mother. Yeah. He would put a poster in his window, I love my mother. Yeah. And his mother says to him one day, Beta, can you go to the shop to get some milk and bread? And the son says, no, I'm busy, Mum. I ain't got time for that. Okay. One day the mother says, Beta, can you just go over there for me and go and see that person, or go and do... No, Mum, I can't do that. I ain't got time for that. What do you think? I'm too busy. And the son starts to go somewhere. And the mother says, Beta, you shouldn't be going there. You shouldn't go there. Why can't I go there? It's my life, my rules. I can do what I want. You can't tell me what to do. And constantly, whenever the mother tells the child to do something, the son never listens to me. You tell me, viewers of Mother Channel, what would people say about that person that claims to love his mother, puts banners up, puts posters up, puts lights up, and says, I love my mother, I love my mother, I love my mother. But when his mother tells him to do something, he doesn't listen to him. What would you say about that person? You see, he's very hypocritical, isn't he? He claims one thing, does another thing. But viewers of Mother Channel, aren't we the same? Aren't we the same that we make this announcement that we love the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We carry the banners that say to us that, you know, maut bi kabula, that we're willing to die for the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we're willing to do anything. And yet, when that same Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commands us to read our salah, what happens? That same Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who we claim to love, tells us to fast during the month of Ramadan, tells us to pay our zakah, tells us to go on a hajj if it is further upon us, tells us to refrain from lying, cheating, swearing, backbiting, and all the other sins. But we love you. Think to yourself, is that love? Love is not just for 12 nights in the year. Love is not just for praying your Salatul Jummah once a week or performing Salatul Eid twice in the year. Love, viewers of Madhya Channel, is not performing your 5 daily prayers. Love is a 24 hour, 365 days a year for the rest of your life. And if you live your life like that, then you will love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam truly. Going on, the writer of Siratul Jinan, Bhatti Sahib, says that from the bottom of the heart, loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reciting the book of Allah azza wa jal, reciting the book of Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Where is the book of Allah azza wa jal? Where is the Quran in our house? Since the month of Ramadan, what are we now? We are 10-15 days into the month of Shawwal. Since the month of Ramadan, did you touch the Quran in your house? Did you read the book in your house? Do you have any plans to read that book? Are you going to leave it now for another 11 months? And when the month of Ramadan comes, you'll take it off the shelf, wipe the dust off it, get a bit of a clean, kiss it, and then open it after 12 months. Views on Mother Channel, ponder, where are we going that we can't even read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? Getting close to the pious believers of Allah Azza wa Jal, having devotion towards them, having their company for increasing the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, showing reverence to them, and hundreds of acts other than these are such which are evidence and requisites for the divine love of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the writer of Siratul Jinan, he says there that getting close to those people who love Allah Azza wa Jal, attach yourself to the environment of those people who love Allah Azza wa Jal, get close association with them. And that's why we keep on saying to you, viewers of Madinah, come and join the environment of Dawah Islami. Come and see and watch Amir al-Sunnah on Madinah Channel. You'll see that he is a true lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His piety, his taqwa, his love, his mission is to spread the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His mission is to spread Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His mission is to put the love of Allah azza wa jalla in our hearts. And if we associate ourselves with these people, if we get closeness to these people, then something can rub off us. Yeah, they say that, you know, that if a fan is there, yeah, that a person has put a fan on, and that fan has been put on specifically for that person, and so that person is sitting there in front of the fan and he's taking the benefit. If you get close to that person, yeah, if you get close to that person, then you'll get also the benefit of the fan as well. In the same way, viewers of Madhya Channel, get close to the pious people, get close to the scholars. Nowadays we don't want to know the scholars. Nowadays we don't want to know the pious people. We don't want to associate with them. We don't want to sit with them. But we should do, viewers of Madhya Channel. And sitting amongst pious people, sitting amongst the scholars, will benefit you. Even if the scholar remains silent and doesn't say anything. If he doesn't say anything, inshallah, you will be benefited by having the company of the pious people, the company of the scholars. But if you sit with them and they guide you, they instruct you, they tell you something, then ultimately you can benefit from it as well. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. We have the daily reminder. And a reminder, what is a daily reminder? That's what we're trying to do on Mother Channel virtually every day. We're trying to give you reminders to wake up calls, to make you think, to make you reflect, to make you ultimately change how we live our lives. So ultimately, we can attain the goal. And what is the goal of every Muslim, like we keep on saying? Attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which enables us to enter paradise. Let's go to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhya Channel, talking about unique actions of unique personalities. And today we talk about some of the unique actions of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan. The unique action of the Sahaba was that they remained hungry and they lived their lives in this state. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that I used to fall between the pulpit of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam and the blessed house of Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha due to severe hunger. Someone used to come and place their foot on my neck. He would regard me as insane, but I was completely sane. Extreme hunger caused this state. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhya Channel, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would collapse because of the state of staying hungry. And it's mentioned regarding Sayyidina Fadhil bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that when the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to lead the jamaat, the congregation of salah, there were some companions alayhim ridwan who used to fall during salah because of severe hunger. These companions was the Ahl Sufa. The bandsmen used to consider them as insane. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would finish his salah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to turn towards them and say, if you knew what reward is store for you in the court of Allah azza wa jal, you would wish that your hunger and poverty would prolong even more. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, this was the state of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi rizwan, that they would remain hungry. This was the unique action of this. They lived a life in such a way that they would spend days and nights in the state of hunger. Some of the companions and saints, rahimahumullah, would stay hungry for many continuous days. In regards to this Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala would not eat anything for 6 days. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala would not eat for 7 days. The student of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala named Abu Jawza radiallahu ta'ala did not eat for 7 days. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and Sayyidina Sufyan al-Sawri rahmatullah alayhi would remain hungry for 3 days. All these blessed saints or rahimahumullah would gain help in walking in the path of the hereafter by means of hunger. So my dear Islam brothers, this was a unique action of the Sahaba Ikram, the unique action of the great awliya, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghosi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, remain hungry, would not eat anything for a whole year. This was a great miracle of Hazur Baghdad Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So my dear Islam brothers, this is such a unique action proven from the lives of the Sahaba, the lives of the awliya, that they would remain hungry for many days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this unique action of theirs and bless us with halal sustenance and bless us with uniqueness in our actions also. My dear Islam brothers, continue to watch the silsilas on Madani channel regarding unique actions and learn many of the unique ways of the pious people, rahimahullah. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, and we just had a reminder there about controlling our nafs by not eating and fasting. And again, it is a great blessing upon the Ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have been given the guidelines of fasting as well, to fast between dawn and sunset. And what a great blessing it is that to control your nafs is fasting. And you know, the month of Ramadan is the month in which fasting is obligatory upon us. But fasting is also a worship that you can perform at any other time as well. And I keep on mentioning it literally every single day that Amir al-Sunnah mentions in the Madani Namaz card, the self-rectification card. He advises us that on a weekly basis, at least fast on the days of Monday, and if possible, fast on the days of Thursday as well. And again, by keeping in this routine of fasting, and whenever you're performing a good deed, then it keeps you away from performing other bad deeds. And so when you probably realized, viewers of Mother Channel, that during the month of Ramadan, that we all know, you know, you heard it many, many times, that they say, oh, during the month of Ramadan, you should refrain from sins even more. But automatically you do anyway, because you're in a state of fasting, and automatically you think to yourself, look, I'm fasting, I need to be a bit careful now. I need to make sure I don't commit them sins that I normally commit. And so it puts you in that mindset. And in the same way, viewers of Mother Channel, if you continue to perform those good deeds, fasting at other times during the year, being in an environment where you are in an environment where good deeds are being performed, then it will make sure that you're not performing bad deeds. And so, you know, many, many, many times, Amir al-Sunnah has said that, do those things that are good, otherwise you'll end up doing those things that are bad. Commit good things, do good deeds, otherwise you'll end up doing bad deeds. And so, you know, it depends on your life, what you keep yourself busy in doing. And like today, viewers of Mother Channel, we're talking about the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, talking about those actions, those deeds, those people, how they loved Allah Azza wa Jal. And before we mention the tafsir of Silatul Jinan, that views of mention, again, a humble request to you is that Again, this is in the book form. It is available, currently available in the Urdu to download. And just yesterday, I remember that somebody during the month of Ramadan, Tafsir Siratul Jinan is 10 volumes. During the month of Ramadan, somebody sent me a message that, alhamdulillah, he read Tafsir Siratul Jinan twice, and he was on the 10th spot of the third time, and he attained all of that during the month of Ramadan. So again, how do we utilize our time, and what is the best ways of utilizing our time? Views of the channel, we're talking about the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, how to attain the love, and talking about those people who loved Him, the Allah loving people, how they lived their lives. And so we should also try to develop this divine love. Allah Azza wa Jalla said to His Nabi Sayyidina Dawud al-Islam, O Dawud al-Islam, if you want to love me, dispel the love of the world from your heart, because the love for me, Allahu Akbar, and the love for the world cannot gather in one heart. O Dawud alayhi salam, whoever loves me offers the hajjat in the night for me while other people are sleeping. He remembers me in private when heedless people remain heedless of my zikr. He thanks me for my blessings, whereas those who forget me. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Do we fulfill any of them criteria? Do we get up in the middle of the night and perform Salatul Tahajjud? Ay, how hard is it? You know, to perform Tahajjud, after performing Salatul Isha, go to sleep. And even if you doze off for one moment, you're going to sleep for one moment, then you can perform Tahajjud prayers. You know, so there are people that what they do is they perform Salatul Isha, they have nice comfortable beds in the homes, but what they do is they come home after performing Salatul Isha and they lie down on the floor. They're tired, they've had a long day, they lie down on the floor and they'll doze off. Because it's the floor, because it's not comfortable, because maybe it's not as warm as that lovely blanket that you got in your bedroom, they wake up. And then they wake up and perform the Salatul Tahajjud, and then they go to sleep. Allahu Akbar. Or they stay up until the Salatul Fajr and perform that as well. These are the fortunate people that utilize their time. Those people that perform the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla when other people are forgetting Him. I remember I went on a Madri Kafla and I met a doctor. And this doctor, when I met him in his surgery. I met him in one town in his surgery, and I also met him at a place where we had an ishtama where we did a speech. And I said to him when I met him, the doctor, I said, look, where your surgery is and where that gathering was, this is like about 2 hours. Where do you actually live? You know, did you travel 2 hours to the ishtama or what? And he said, no, I actually live there. That's my local place. And I travel 1.5 hours, 1 hour, 40 minutes every single day to work, to come to my surgery. I perform my duties and then I travel 1 hour, 40 minutes, 1 hour, 45 minutes back to where I live. I said, sure. I said, how do you utilize your time? You know, do you not get bored? He said, no, I never get bored. I never get bored. I have a set urad, I have a set wazifa, I do set zikr, and throughout the whole journey, I'm doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm reciting the Kalma Sharif, I'm reciting Durud-e Pak, I'm doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. My journey goes easy, and I make a routine every single day. Allahu Akbar. You know, viewers of my channel, 1 hour, 30 minutes coming, 1 hour, 30 minutes going, 3 hours a day, 3 hours a day, on his own, not anybody's looking at him, not for show, not for ostentation, not so that anybody can say, wow, what a pious person he is. In his car, on his own, driving, and he's doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If only we can develop that mindset that, you know, we don't waste this time. We keep on saying that when you're traveling to work, traveling back to work, do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Recite Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and inshallah you'll get benefits from it. If only we can change it, if only we can utilize that time. It is stated, viewers of my channel, this is a beautiful hadith of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without doubt, all of them are beautiful. A Bedouin came to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when will be the judgment day? When will the day of judgment be? You know, it's a question that a lot of people ask. When will the day of judgment be? When will the day of judgment be? Are we getting closer to the day of judgment? And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he was asked a question, in the majority of the times, he would give the answer to that question. You would ask a question, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would reply to the answer of that question. But in this particular incident, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't reply to the question with an answer. He replied to the question with another question. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What preparations have you made for it?" He asked, "When is the day of judgment?" And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "What preparations have you made for it?" Allahu Akbar. The Bedouin, he humbly replied, "For the day of judgment, I have not accumulated many good deeds. I have not accumulated many nafil salah or many nafil sayam. However, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have not done any extra ibadat, I have not done any extra worship, I have not done any extra nafil, I have not done any extra fast. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love Allah azza wa jal and I love His beloved Rasul." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A person will be with the one who he loves." Allahu Akbar. The blessed companions who narrated this blessed hadith, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala said that, "Since I embraced Islam, I have not seen Muslims feeling so happy for any other thing than this. When the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that you will be with the one that you love, if you love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be with them. And the companions, they made them so happy to hear this, that you will be with the one that you love. But there's a question there. You'll be with the one that you love. Who do you love? What do you love? What do you love? And unfortunately, the majority is love this dunya, love wealth, love status, love power, love all of these things. And our whole life revolves around us, that we our lives revolve around loving wealth, loving status, loving women, loving all these things. Try to develop the love of Allah azza wa jalla in your heart. Try to develop the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your hearts. Because when you're in that dark and lonely grave, they can bury with your wealth, but it's going to be no benefit to you. They can bury with your, you know, you've got a nameplate on your door, managing director. Yeah, you're the managing director, you're the chairman, you're this. They can bury you with that nameplate, no benefit. They can bury you with that car, no benefit. That status, that money, that wealth, they can bury with you all, you know, you've got all these deeds for all these properties that you've got a portfolio of all these properties. They can bury you with that as well. No benefit. But if you are buried with love of Allah azza wa jalla in your heart, love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, you've lived your life performing good deeds and then you are buried, inshaAllah azza wa jalla, you'll see the benefit. Viewers of Money Channel, we've got the daily hadith. It's a normal segment that we have every day. Let's go and listen to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, today's daily hadith is about a great attribute, a great quality, which is sabr, which is patience. This is something which everybody does have, some more than others. Patience brings about a lot of blessings to its observer. More specifically, today's daily hadith is about the best time to carry out patience. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Innama sabru inda sadmatil ula." No doubt, it is easily understandable that true patience is to remain calm during the first strike of any calamity or any problem that befalls us. So the lead up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this was as they were passing by a woman who was weeping beside the grave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Ittaqillah wasbiri," be mindful of Allah and be patient. To which the woman who did not recognize Rasulullah, she said, "Go away, for you have not been afflicted like the calamity I have been afflicted with." When later she was told that this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she went to their home to apologize and to explain that she had not recognized them. To which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Innama sabru inda sadmatil ula," that patience is at the first stroke of the calamity. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is something for us to reflect upon. How do we react when a calamity, a problem, a illness falls upon us? Do we start complaining? Do we start whining? Do we really put aside
all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has bestowed upon us, and many of them blessings that we have not even asked for? Or do we manage to control our emotions and attain the blessings and the reward of sabr? Indeed, viewers of Madani Channel, patience is an extremely rewarding and a comprehensive virtue in Islam itself. It is a light, a nur that develops in the heart of a believer. We should try to develop this skill. No doubt it is a difficult and a testing task, because in the heat of the moment we tend to lose patience, but we can aid ourselves by reminding ourselves and pondering over the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient people. And then we also have the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those who try to be patient, Man yatasabbar yusabbirhu Allahu wa ma u'tiya ahadun ata'an huwa khayrun wa awsa'u min as-sabr, that whoever tries to be patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him patience. And there is no better gift than the gift of patience. So the term patience itself is very broad. It can apply to many things. Patience in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, patience in fulfilling the rights of the people, patience in avoiding sins and in carrying out disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is patience with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By practicing patience in all these aspects, we can to some extent guarantee and assure ourselves from loss, not only in this world but also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this great ni'mah, this great trait of patience. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and we just had the daily hadith in which we were told about patience, sabr. And we mentioned that early on, that we need to develop patience inside our hearts, that have patience in whatever calamity befalls us. And inshallah, in the coming days, we'll talk about calamities and how to get through the calamities that we are facing today and throughout our whole life. But one of the ways is obviously to develop this patience inside our heart. And one of the ways of developing patience inside our heart is always to be thankful of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whatever state that you are kept in. And praise to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we are in this state, that whatever state we are in, may Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the ability to remain patient and steadfast in this state. Viewers of the channel, we're talking about the stories of those people that love Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah loving people, how they live their lives. Viewers of the channel, people of the past, they would live their lives trying to please Allah Azza wa Jalla and have that pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But nowadays we commit sins fearlessly. We don't, you know, there used to be a time where people, when they would commit sins secretly. They would secretly go and commit adultery. They would secretly, you know, go and drink alcohol. They would secretly go and gamble. They would secretly do all these things. Now they're doing it openly. Not only, you know, before it was wrong, that before you didn't have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but you were afraid of what people would say. Now you don't have any fear. You have no fear whatsoever. And whenever I see the state of society, the hadith comes to mind where the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you have no shame, do whatever you want. No haya, do whatever you want. And that is what is happening. That fearlessly we commit these sins. Openly we commit these sins. You know, we see it. When the masjids are open, the madrasas are open, you know, the people are coming to pick up the children from the madrasa, but it's a time for namaz, so the children stay behind, they perform the namaz, and then they go out and get in the car with the parents, and the fathers are sitting in their car. The fathers are sitting in their cars outside waiting for the children, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has not blessed them with the opportunity to come into the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla and perform the namaz. Instead, they're going to sit in their car. At the same time, they can't do anything else because they're waiting for the kids. And so openly we do this. You see openly people now sitting, brothers sitting down in parks drinking alcohol. You see brothers and sisters committing fornication openly. People going into gambling shops openly gambling and doing these things, committing all sorts of sins openly, no fear whatsoever. Openly lying, openly swearing, openly backbiting, openly abusing people. And they think they're clever, they think they're really strong that they can do this. And this is where we become, that we have no fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that we're openly committing these sins. And viewers of Mother Inshallah, remember this. It is a sin. Committing a sin is a sin. But it's also a sin exposing that sin. So for example, if you missed your salah, then that is between you and your Rabb, that's between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. But then to come to work and say, I couldn't get up for Fajr this morning, I was too tired, I couldn't get up. Yeah, I missed Fajr. Oh well, you missed Fajr, I haven't read Namaz for a week. You've not read it for a week, I've never read my Namaz. What are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing? If you've missed your Namaz, if you committed a sin, keep it between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. See forgiveness, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, but don't expose yourselves. But unfortunately nowadays, we've got to that state where whatever the sin is, and we can talk about loads and different types of sins, we have no fear. No fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. No fear of anything at all. We think that we're it, we think we're strong, we're wearing the strong clothes, we've got the gym clothes on, we think we're strong and we're it. You're not. Viewers of Mother Channel, please reflect. Please think. Please think about where you are now. Where you are now. And you say to yourself that if I was to die right now, what would my state be in that dark and lonely grave? Yes, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will be saved. But if I look at my deeds, if I look at my actions, if I look at how I've lived my life, and I think about what my state's going to be. Viewers of Mother Channel, we've got a small package that we want to go to, inshaAllah. So let's go to the package of the day, inshaAllah, and then we'll be back soon, inshaAllah. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Milk is an important part of our diet. It has a great nourishing value. We should have milk every day. It is not only important for growing children, but is also important for people of all age groups. It is also a rich source of calcium, protein, fat, and vitamin C. We all drink milk. But where does it come from? Do you know? I think that you only know that it comes from cows, but it also comes from buffaloes and camels, and also goats. Milk is not only drunken as milk, but it is also used as many other things, like cheese, butter, cream, tofu, and many other kinds of sweets. Milk is even drunken by many adults in shape of tea, and some kinds of coffees are mainly made from milk. There isn't pure milk available. Pure milk is really rare now. People have become dishonest. They add water into milk in large quantities. And this milk isn't beneficial enough than pure milk. These days, cold drinks and artificial juices are getting more popular than milk. It is no doubt that they are cheaper than milk, but they are positively harmful for your health. Milk helps strengthen the good bacteria so they can fight the bad bacteria easily. But on the other side, cold drinks and artificial juices help strengthen the bad bacteria so they can kill the good bacteria. As far as possible, cold drinks and artificial juices should not be given to children. People who live in cities are weaker than the people who live in villages, because the people who live in villages use a large quantity of milk, whereas the people in cities use a large quantity of drinks and artificial juices. And the second reason is that people in villages get pure milk because they can take out the milk from cows or buffaloes and drink it right away. Whereas people in the city can't get direct milk. They have to get it from other people who cannot be trusted, because in cities milk isn't that good. And the people who sell milk inside cities cannot be trusted, because before selling they add a lot of water inside milk. And they add fake nutrients that can harm your body. So to all you people in cities, you should know someone from villages so you can get some pure milk, and it helps you a lot. So that means that the people in rural areas are more strong and healthy than the people in cities.
All the joys he blessed us with, we thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. The world, the sun.
kids, we should drink milk a lot, and we should mainly get pure milk. If you know that someone is selling unpure milk and adding some water or fake nutrients, you should not drink that because that is harmful for your own health.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
We just learned so many benefits about milk. So now I guess you already know that we should not drink packed milks because it might be harmful for you. Like, if you get a choice between packed milk and open milk, like fresh milk, so you should choose the fresh milk.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we just heard a small package there of the blessings of milk. And you know, whenever I see these packages, MashaAllah, where the young kids are talking, you know, it fills my heart with pleasure that Alhamdulillah, Amir Sunnat, the founder of Da'wah Islami, he set up this organization, the setup that the youth are attracted to it. And it is the youth that ultimately will take the deen forward. It is the youth that will, inshallah, spread the message of Islam. And so when I see these youngsters in the madrasas, when I see these young scholars in our Jamatul Madinas, and I ask them which towns they've come from, which cities they've come from, which countries they've come from, it fills me with a lot of pleasure that I see that, Alhamdulillah, the mission of Amir Sunnat, the mission of Da'wah Islami, is continuing to spread, and the next generations of Mubaliks are coming through. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward them, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give them the ability to carry on doing the work of the deen. Viewers of Mother Channel, you know, we are concerned about what people will say. We're concerned about what our boss will say, what our colleagues will say. We're concerned about what other people will say. But we're not concerned about what Allah Azza wa Jal has told us. We're not concerned about what the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us. And we've given these examples many, many times that, you know, when it comes to the dunya, when it comes to this, we listen to what we have been told. We listen that we discipline our life. You know, when we are told that, look, read your namaz 5 times a day, do these certain things, then we say, my life, my rules, I do what I want. But when it comes to your dunya, then when your boss says to you, you have to be here at 9 o'clock, you're there at 9 o'clock. When your doctor says you have to take this medicine 3 times a day, you take it 3 times a day. And even if your doctor says you have to take this medicine at 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock, you have got an alarm set on your phone. You set an alarm on your phone to make sure you take your medicine on time. You put an alarm on your phone to make sure you take your medicine on time, but you won't put an alarm on your phone to make sure you read your namaz on time. You'll have a lot of people have these calorie counters now, these apps on the phone that they're monitoring what they're eating on a daily basis. But you've not got them same app on your phone that tells you it's the time for namaz. You've not got that same app on your phone that tells you that you're madani namaz and the things that you should and you should not be doing. So again, you know, it's nothing is impossible. We live our lives, we live a disciplined life. We live a disciplined life. We listen to the commands of the dunya. We don't listen to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. We listen to the commands of what our doctor has told us to do. We listen to what our bosses have told us to do. We listen to what our colleagues have told us to do. We listen to what our friends have told us to do. But we don't listen to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we wonder, why can we not attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? Why are we not getting our du'as answered? Because you're listening to everybody else. You're not listening to Allah Azza wa Jal. You're not listening to the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You're listening to what everybody else is telling you to do. You're listening to what your boss is saying, you're listening to what your doctor is doing, you're listening to what your solicitor is saying, your accountant is saying, what your business advisor is saying. Your business advisor will say to you, look, buy this, sell this, do that, and you'll say, okay, brilliant. But when a scholar says, do this, do that, do this, do this, and you'll attain the pleasure of Allah, we don't listen. Why? Because here in the dunya, we'll run after the dunya, but when it's running after the akhirah, we don't want to know. And then we wonder why. Why are we in this state? Why are we in the state that we are in? Allahu Akbar. Viewers on the channel, we also need to do dua. Do dua that you attain this. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make this dua. O Allah Almighty, I ask you for your love. I ask you for your love. The love of your beloved ones and for the deeds which leads me to your love. Allahu Akbar. O Allah, make your love dearer to me than my life and my wealth, my family members and cold water. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who has three habits will attain the sweetness of faith through them. Number one, he loves Allah and his Rasul the most. Number two, if he loves someone, he loves them for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And number three, he hates kufr as much as a person hates to be thrown into blazing fire. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. A person went to meet his brother for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. On the way, he met an unknown person who asked him where he was going. He replied that he was going to meet so-and-so person. The person, unknown person asked him, are you going to meet him because there is any relation between you and him? He replied in the negative. He asked, are you going to return the favor which he has done to you? He replied in the negative. And said, I only love him for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The unknown person said, Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me to you. Should I tell you that Allah Azza wa Jal loves you because you love a Muslim for his pleasure? Views of the channel, you know, these talks are about going to see people. When we go to see people, why do we go and see them? Do we go see them just for a bit of an entertainment? Or for example, let's give the example, someone's ill, someone's sick, someone's at a hospital, someone's passed away. You go into the namaz janazah. Why do you go? Why do we go to a namaz janazah? Ponder over this for a few seconds. Why do we go and attend the namaz janazah? Why? Because if we don't go, then what will people say? You know, the family needs to see me. I need to make sure that they see me, that they can say, oh yeah, you were there, you were there. We don't just read the namaz janazah and leave quietly. We're not at the back and just read the namaz janazah and leave. No, we make sure we meet everybody. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? And how are you? Make sure that they meet us. And then what we do is we go to the front. We go to the front to see for the last time the deceased. Why do we do this? Do we do this so that we can get the ibrah, that we can get the message that, you know, today is this person, today it be me, tomorrow it could be me, and I need to think to myself and reflect to myself? Or do we go to the front so that the family can see us? Hey, you okay? May Allah give you sabr. Okay, if you go to the front so that you can meet them and console them and comfort them, then that's okay. But if you go in there so that everybody can see that you are there, yeah? And even nowadays people have photo shoots. You know, make sure you take a picture of me when I'm looking at the dead body. Make sure that you see that I'm there, that when I'm meeting the deceased, take a picture of it so I can put it on social media. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. What have we become? Have we become social media freaks that, you know, if we perform a good deed, we want the whole world to know about it? The pious people of the past, they would hide their good deeds. But nowadays, we want to make sure that we have it on our social media, we have it on our, I don't know, Facebook or whatever it is, on our message, whatever, I don't know, all these things. We want to make sure that everybody knows that I am performing a good deed, that everybody knows that I am going on Umrah, everybody knows I'm on the Hajj, everybody knows that I attended this funeral of this pious person, everybody knows that I met this person. What have we become? Is this what we've become? That, you know, we're just trying to attain, you know, these likes. You know, there was a Dawah Islami social media clip yesterday that was spread, and it showed all these, the graves of people. And on the graves it had, you know, how many likes these people had in the dunya. This person had 500 likes, this person had 800 likes, this person had 1200 likes. And the writer wrote that, what is the benefit of those likes? Yeah. If only you perform good deeds so that Allah Azza wa Jal would like you, Allah Azza wa Jal would be pleased with you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madi channel, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that an era will come, a time will come upon my ummah when they will love five things and they will forget five things. Before I mention these five, I want you to reflect and think to yourself, has that time come? Has that time come that we have been afflicted by this? That we will love five things and we will forget five things. Number one, they will love the world and they will forget the hereafter. Is that not us? That we love the world and we don't even contemplate about the hereafter, we don't even think that we're going to pass away. Unless we are ill, unless we are old, we don't even think about death. And even then, some people, when they're old and they're ill, they still don't think about death. Number two, they will love wealth and they will forget the accountability. Again, another trap that we've fallen into, that we love the wealth, we love money, but we forget accountability. They will love the creation, they will forget the creator. They will love this dunya, they'll love the pleasures of it, but they'll forget the person who created this. They will love sins, and they'll forget repentance. They'll love committing those sins. They'll love committing those sins. You know, I think I mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. Whenever you commit a sin, people enjoy it. You know, people, if you say to somebody, why do you drink alcohol? Why do you take drugs? Why do you commit adultery? They say, we enjoy it. Yeah. Use the channel, that pleasure that you get from whatever sin you commit, that pleasure soon disappears, but the sin will remain with you forever. And the good deed, sometimes it's hard. It's hard fasting, in the long days, hot days. It's hard worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla in the long nights. It's hard getting up in the morning and performing Salatul Fajr, going to the masjid when it's raining and it's cold and it's freezing and the heating's not working, the water's cold. It's hard. But that hardship will disappear, but that good deed will stay with you forever. So never perform a sin for the sake of pleasure, because the pleasure will disappear and the sin will stay with you forever. Never leave a good deed for the sake of hardship, because that hardship will disappear and that good deed will stay with you forever. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then goes on today, they will love palaces, but they will forget the graveyard. You know, we all our lives, people work so hard to build them quarters and mansions back home, mansions here, big houses, but they forget the graveyard. That is your ultimate home. What have you done to build that home? What have you done so that when you're in that dark and lonely grave, you are blessed? Viewers of the channel, we come towards the end of the program now. I'm going to very, very quickly just mention a few things that we need to do to hopefully bring in the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our hearts. And there's quickly six or seven things that I'm going to quickly mention before the end of the program. Number one, read the Quran. Make a habit of reading the Quran. If you read the Quran, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, one, you will learn what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants from you. What Allah Azza wa Jalla requires us to do, what we need to do, how we need to live our life. That pure guidebook is there for us if only we read it. Number two is to perform the nawafil, extra subrakshi acts, extra nafil acts and nafil fast as well. Get into a habit of doing them. Go, you know, as they say in English, go the extra mile. Yeah, don't just do what you have to do, go the extra mile. And they always say that the successful person is the one that goes the extra mile. Yeah, he is successful in the dunya. Why? Because he did the extra mile. He did the extra. So do the extra. Don't just do what is farz upon you. Yes, make sure you do it. But do the extra as well. Do the nafil fast, do the nafil namaz as well and perform that. Another win is remaining zikr in Allah. Do the zikr of Allah. Like we mentioned earlier on, that doctor who travels 1.5 hours to work and 1.5 hours back, what does he do? He utilizes that time in doing the zikr of Allah and sending through the park upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Another sign of divine love is to sacrifice your choice for the pleasure of Allah. Whenever you want to do something, think to yourself, if I do this, yeah, will I achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? And what can I do to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Another sign of divine love is to keep your heart totally submitted in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, having removed the love of the world from it. Yes, we have to live in this world. Yes, we have to travel in this world. And this world is like you're traveling in a ship. You're in the ship and you're trying to get to your destination, which is the akhirat. And this dunya is the sea around you. The problem happens is when we sink our ship, when so much of the sea, the dunya comes into our ship, we sunk into the dunya and we don't reach our destination. Number six, refrain from all those acts which become an obstacle in the way of attaining the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And another thing is follow the footsteps of the pious people who have true love for Allah Azza wa Jal and to have their company. Viewers of Mother Channel, you've been watching Arise and Shine, and today we've been learning about the stories of those people that love Allah Azza wa Jal and the things that we need to do to try and attain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. I humbly pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah give me the ability to have the love of the Rasul, the love of Allah Azza wa Jal in my heart, and also the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hearts of all of the Muslims around the world. May Allah Azza wa Jal give the ability to perform those deeds that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with. May Allah Azza wa Jal give the ability to refrain from those deeds that Allah Azza wa Jal is displeased with. Viewers of Madhuri Channel, you've been watching Arise and keep watching Madhuri Channel. Sallu ala al-Khabib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will